Demon FM.
There's something in the water calling my name. Too deep to hell, no, I deny the message you sent. Well, it ain't clear, cause I've fallen in love. Yes, I've fallen in love. Now I'm holding on to my past, and my mother said you're growing up fast. Oh, time is gone with a blink. It's time to think and put your worries aside. Today is just today, and tomorrow never dies. So never not live under a prayer and take every moment you get time. Actions be louder than words, to shout at the skies if your words cannot be heard. Well, there's something in the water calling my name. Too deep to hear, no, I deny the message you sent. Well, it ain't clear, cause I've fallen in love. Yes, I've fallen in love again. Now with you, with you, with you, with you, with you, now with you. Now I'm wondering why my thoughts ain't clear. Am I hiding behind a crystal tear? And will the time stop? Will the dime drop? Will my footprint make the mark? Will I can see the light now as I'm stepping out the door? Well, there's something in the water calling my name. I hear, no, I deny the message you sent. Well, it ain't clear, cause I've fallen in love. There's something in the water, water, water. Too deep to hear, no, I deny the message you sent. Well, it ain't clear, cause I've fallen in love. Yes, I've fallen in love again. With you, with you, with you, with you, with you now, with you.
I'm here with Tom Grennan today. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, mate? You alright?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Pleasure to meet you, man.
Yeah, and you, bro.
So, we're just going to kick it off, talk a bit about Bedford, because I'm a Bedfordian, you're a Bedfordian. Quite proud of where we're from, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not the best place, but it's home, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, mate. Always. It's the best. It's home, innit?
Yeah. What was it like growing up in Bedford then for you?
It was normal, mate.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. It was just normal childhood.
Yeah, I saw that. Football. Football. Football was a big thing for you growing up, weren't it?
Yeah. Just football, really. And then, literally all that. My childhood was just football.
Yeah.
And just mucking around, really.
I saw the Where You're From thing you did Vivo.
Yeah.
And Russell Park. That was sort of your stomping ground, was it?
That was the stomping ground, I tell ya.
I was more of a Moseby Park.
Where? On the bikes, on the hills and all that.
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
So you sort of had, you weren't mucking about with football. You had Northampton, Villa, Luton.
Nah, not Villa kind of like looking, but never Villa, never played for him,
But
people,
But it was serious at one point,
Yeah, it was serious, like Luton Town, played for them, and then Bedford Town, mate.
Yeah, never MK Dons. I'm an MK Dons fan. Never.
Really?
What about you? Who'd you support?
I'm United, mate.
United.
Yeah.
There's a lot of United fans in Bedford.
Yeah, there's a lot.
United, Arsenal, Chelsea. That seems a gist.
Yeah,
so you're a United fan now, living in London.
Yeah, mate. I know.
How's that?
it's like normal, isn't it?
Do you manage to get to any away games?
Nah, not really. I haven't got any time to barely sleep at the moment, mate. So.
Fair play, man. So, obviously, BBC Music, Sound of 2017, MTV brand new for 2017.
Yeah.
Like, being on them lists,
yeah.
What's that like?
Mental, mate. That hasn't really sunk in, to be honest with you. But it's wicked, man, to get the recognition for it.
Definitely.
And, like, get the recognition for what I'm doing by, like, big people like MTV and BBC is amazing, man. And it's humbling and it's very... Yeah, and I'm ready to work and prove them right, innit?
Definitely, Matt. You say you're ready to work. Obviously, first EP come out sort of end of 2016, Something in the Water, Old Songs and Sweet Hallelujah featuring that along with the acoustic version of All Goes Wrong. And it's a banging EP, man.
Thank you, man. I can't lie.
I've listened to it so much.
Is it?
Like,
thank you, man.
Old Songs. You say at the beginning of Old Songs that it's a story.
Yeah.
And I sort of sense in your music, like you say you're also a songwriter.
Yeah.
And are you trying to sort of tell stories?
Yeah, that's why I do it, man.
Yeah.
Just to tell my stories, friends' stories, people that I don't know, stories that I've met. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
So you're telling stories from experience?
That's the one, yeah.
So like Bedford experiences.
That's it, mate, yeah.
That's the one. Yeah. Sweet. So second EP, Release the Brakes.
Yeah, that's the one.
I got that on pre-order. So March 10th that comes out, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
So what stories is that telling?
That's telling new stories. And some old. It's what I've got a song on there about my dad. And just about like what's happening really. Yeah. For the listener, it's if they can relate to my story and then put it into their own story.
Yeah, sweet, man.
Then but it's a different sound to it's not a different sound, but it's a step up from Something in the Water EP.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Definitely.
I walk through hell and I battle the storm. I know too well how it feels when you fall. I'm on this road, but I won't lose my faith. Pack it up, cause I'm on my way. So long, I've been praying. Cause time moves on and seasons change. Nothing ever stays the same. Praying, I've been praying. Oh my, oh my, oh my, hey, I've been praying. Oh my, oh my, oh my, hey, I've been praying. I'm overdue, just a little bit of love. I get the taste, but it's never enough. I'm on this road, but I won't lose my faith. Pack it up, cause I'm on my way. So long, I've been praying for a brighter day. I've been praying, trying to find my way. Time moves on and seasons change. Nothing ever stays the same. Praying, I've been praying. On my own, I'll search high and low till I find what I've been looking for. Cause I'm in the deep end and I won't be beaten till I find what I've been. I've been praying for a brighter day. I've been praying, trying to find my way. Cause time moves on and seasons change. Nothing ever stays the same. Praying, I've been praying. Oh my, 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 hey, I've been praying. Oh my, 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 hey, I've been praying. Cause time moves on and seasons change. Nothing ever stays the same. Praying, I've been praying.
first EP, second EP. Is there an album that we can expect end of 2017, maybe?
Yeah, mate. I hope so. Yeah. Well, I'm writing it. Well, I'm trying to write it. But whether it's the songs are right for this for the album, I'm not too sure. But yeah, expect an album at some point.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Is it a mission of trying to produce something that you're like, you want to make sure you're proud of it? And of course, it's, man, you
it's,
don't want to...
like a baby,
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to put it out.
You're going to nurture it. Yeah, yeah, of course, man. You are a man that is everywhere at the moment. Yeah. Like, you are up and down the country.
Yeah.
Your tour, like, you started in Manchester last night.
Yeah, started last night, yeah.
Like, what was Manchester like?
Amazing, man.
Yeah. Mad crowds.
Mad crowd. It was wicked, mate. Yeah, it was wicked. And people knew my tunes, innit? Which was mad. And, like, my tunes become their tunes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's amazing, so...
How is that? Like, people, like, fully knowing your songs now? Because, obviously, wicked, I saw you tweeting saying you were playing pubs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there was, like, what, 10 people?
Yeah.
And now you've got, like, hundreds of people and they're singing your songs back at you.
Oh, yeah, it's nuts, mate. But, yeah, it's just humbling, mate. That's the word I've got to use for it, innit? Mm. It's just very, like, I don't know, it's sick. It's
so you're up and down the country. You got shows in Southampton, down in Bristol. Yeah. You're also all the way up in Glasgow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like, I've been to Glasgow now twice.
Yeah,
but it's wicked up there.
What are the Scottish fans like?
I've only done it with Chasing Status.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, so for my own stuff, I'm not too sure, but
yeah,
people have bought tickets, so
yeah,
I can't wait.
So that would be mad experience. So also, you've got announcements for some festivals this summer. So you're jumped on Secret Garden Party.
Yeah, I was there last year as well. It was wicked.
That will be a mad one.
Yeah,
it's, that festival is something else.
Yeah, it's a bit mad, isn't
and,
it?
And then we got Ball Masters as well.
Yeah.
So they're sort of in the summer. Are you looking to jump on some more like summer festivals?
100%, man. 100%. I don't know which ones yet, but they'll be announced soon, I think.
Is it a matter of just jumping on whatever? Like,
West, yeah, man. Whoever wants me to play, do you know what I mean? But I'll jump on any festival.
Yeah, I did it first. Tom Grennan wants to be at your festival.
Yeah.
Then you're doing some dates in April as well. You got Live at Leeds and Hit the North. So there's some sort of inner city, sort of smaller festivals.
Yeah, then I'm doing Union Chapel in April as well.
And they're looking like banging lineups. Like, you with some, like, some big names and stuff like that. And I look at the lineups and you look among the names and you're not regarded as one of the small names.
Nah.
Like, how is that?
I don't know about that, but yeah, man. Again, I don't know. Really say, mate, it's just... It's what I'm working to do, do you know what I mean? So I'm just ready to be up with the big names.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, you kicked off your career with Chasers and Status.
Yeah.
Chasers and Status, they're no new fish to this pond.
Nah.
They are massive.
They are.
How is it, like, what platform do you feel that Chasers and Status have been around with? They've done stuff with, like, vocalists such as Jacob Banks, and they've done stuff with, like, Maverick Sabre.
Yeah.
And now you, like, why do you feel the collaborations are working so well?
Just gives you another platform, and it puts you in, like, a world that you don't never thought you'd be placed in. And like, I never thought I'd be a singer who would fit drum and bass, but it fitted, and it fitted all right, do you know what I mean?
So
I think collaborations are sick, man. Put you in a different world, put you on another platform.
Any collaborations you're looking for?
I don't know at the moment, man. I've been telling people that I think I can tell people, but I've done a tune with Bugsy Malone. Whether that's coming out or not, I'm not too sure, but
that will be mad.
Yeah, it will be good, man.
I'll be looking forward to that, because obviously
Bugsy.
Yeah, grime's a massive genre at the moment. It's like obviously Stormzy's just released some new stuff. So genre's just blowing up. So is it a matter of just like progress yourself, just getting yourself out there amongst all the genres, not like sort of limiting yourself to anything?
Yeah, I'm not trying to use people to make me grow. I'm what's right for me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what's right for them as well. If my style of music fits their style of music, then why not try it out, do you know what I mean?
Sweet.
So yeah, man.
So Tom Grennan, he's a hard-working man. He's out there. There's so many tours. Like, honestly, you're on everything this year.
Yeah.
He will be in a city near you. Guaranteed.
Yeah, if you don't know, then go to tomgrennanmusic.com and all the dates are over there. So, yeah, hope to see you lot there.
Sweet. It's been a pleasure talking
to you,
man.
Nice one, man. Thank you.
Demon